saying, I am 15 minutes late, please wait, or I am not coming in today. So I want to have that on my door. So the parallel port stuff that I showed you, you know, you can do all that kind of thing. I haven't finished that project. When I finish that, I'll have to put it online. And I've also got it so that it answers my phone for me and uses VGetty to have a voice message and it emails me when it's done. So it's a little 486 that we actually fished it out of a dumpster. And so, I mean, there's lots of stuff you can pull out of garbage cans that really works quite well. It's this little 486 running Debian stable that does the little LCD panels and things like that. So using the code I've showed you, and if you want to, like in the case of an input device, if you want to monitor your door, you can feed that in via the parallel port, or you can use a little microcontroller. There's a lot of options of things you can do, and you don't need to be an electronics kingpin to do it. The basic stamp stuff, I had a student who came in, he'd never done electronics in his life. Within a day, he'd soldered up a little track board and put a basic stamp on it, and he had a program written for it, and he was using it to do things. So they're pretty neat, so you can do lots of stuff. I'm really looking forward to seeing what people, you know, can do with this kind of stuff, and maybe next year you'll have a talk at LCA telling everyone else what you did. So, good luck. Don't fry your hardware. And those are my contact details. If anyone wants to send me an email or go to my webpage, love to hear from you, and thank you very much for having me here. I much appreciate it. Some test of skill. Because otherwise, I'll get in trouble. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip a coin, and if you match whatever the coin I call it is, then you get to stay standing up. So if I call heads and you do tails, then you lose and you have to sit down. If I catch anyone cheating, then you're in trouble. Alright, so, pull the USB key, 1 gigabyte storage. Okay, try and position.
Why not left hand up the head? Then you'll have it, then that will be cheap. And that will put the left hand up the one down here. How can you do
that? I've got a 30-foot USB cable, and that works. And anyone probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I use those for my husband. Oh, that's cool. Cool. Hey. I'm using OpenOffice. I've got a .emacs file that I use. Probably best thing to do is just send me an email and I'll give it to you.
Oh, got it?
Okay, send me an email and I'll forward it to you when I regret it. And there's a .emacs file and a .xresources file that I use that sets the colours. And it's one of those things that years ago I sort of sorted it out and I don't really understand how it works, but it just works and I don't touch it. It's in CVS so I don't lose it. So yeah. Cool. All right, no worries.
Just with your bandwidth constraints and stuff like that.
Yeah. No. The problem with it is that all the cameras I buy don't do it and everything else. So it's kind of weird. Like, this stuff's been around forever, but it's only now that it's finally matured to the point where I can use it. And then they change it on me, and it's like, oh, we've got to start all over again. Like, I hate changing kernels, because every time I change a kernel, something breaks, and this happens, and you change this and that. And so I didn't really want to go to 2.6, because all this other stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to, because the TI dongles, and so this dependency thing where it just gets complicated. So yeah, it's kind of evil.
You're only doubling it though.
Right. True. So it's not like a factor of 10 or something crazy. It's not really a problem too much. I mean, on a desktop you can just jam more PCI cards in.
Yeah.
So you have options like that if you need to.
Yeah.
So you have the possibilities for that.
Yep.
So how many hours get out of here that point?
That one's kind of
terrible.
Right.
No metal
down
the others. I used to get around 2 or 3.
Yeah.
It's a little one.
Oh, yeah.
The
doesn't surprise me.